Have you ever questioned your own sanity after an interaction? Found yourself apologizing for things you didn't do? Felt increasingly isolated from friends and family? You might be experiencing gaslighting, a form of psychological manipulation so insidious that victims often don't realize it's happening until they're deeply entangled. This manipulation technique has gained widespread recognition as terms like alternative facts entered our lexicon. Whether in romantic relationships, workplaces, or politics, gaslighters operate by the same playbook, and recognizing their tactics is your first step toward freedom. Gaslighters aren't just difficult people. They're skilled manipulators who follow distinct patterns. They offer conditional apologies, like, "I'm sorry you feel that way," that acknowledge feelings without taking responsibility. They excel at triangulation, communicating through intermediaries rather than directly, and deliberately pit people against each other to create chaos they can observe from the sidelines. These manipulators believe rules don't apply to them. They expect special treatment and become irrationally angry when their precise demands aren't met. Pay attention to how they treat those with less power, servers, children, animals, as they view minor inconveniences as personal affronts deserving disproportionate anger. Perhaps most destructively, gaslighters create a false sense of safety that encourages you to share intimate thoughts, which they later weaponize during arguments. They constantly compare you unfavorably to others, setting impossible standards, ensuring you always fall short. When caught red-handed, they'll deny reality to your face, making you question your perception, exactly what they want. What drives this behavior? An insatiable need for power over others. Some may be born manipulators, while others learned these behaviors from parents or caregivers. The most effective strategy is distance. Get as far away as possible or drastically reduce contact. Gaslighters follow a predictable pattern in relationships that devastates victims emotionally. It starts with love bombing, showering you with excessive attention, gifts, and premature commitment talk. This creates an emotional high while isolating you from friends who might question the relationship. "It was like nothing I'd ever experienced," explains one survivor. "He told me I was his soulmate within 2 weeks. Looking back, I see how calculated it was." When their facade cracks, the contrast is jarring. They might suddenly disappear without explanation, stonewalling, causing intense anxiety. When you pull away, they return with grand gestures as if nothing happened, a technique called hoovering. They approach intimacy selfishly, making it about their pleasure while establishing rigid rules. You must always be available, yet they'll deny you when you initiate. They weaponize sex through withholding or making you earn it. Escaping requires professional support. These relationships won't improve. They're inherently abusive and must end completely. Block all communication channels and secure your digital presence. Remember, emotional abuse is still abuse, and help is available. Online dating provides gaslighters an ideal platform to craft false personas while staying anonymous. They target specific profile vulnerabilities: people who've been single long-term, have multiple marriages, want immediate children, or describe themselves as risk-takers. Key warning signs on first dates include excessive self-focus, mentions of past cheating, controlling behavior like ordering your food, rudeness to staff, bad-mouthing exes, inconsistent stories, grandiose claims, pressure to drink, and refusing to leave when asked. Trust your gut. If something feels wrong, leave immediately. Women particularly need to overcome social conditioning to be polite, as this politeness can enable gaslighters who view you as disposable. Early intense feelings with gaslighters aren't love, but infatuation, marked by insecurity and anxiety. Real love develops gradually, combining excitement with steady connection. Protect yourself by using paid dating sites, having friends review your profile, running background checks, arranging emergency signals with friends, avoiding rides from dates, and cutting contact immediately if concerns arise. In professional settings, gaslighters manipulate colleagues into doing work they then take credit for, make false harassment claims while being harassers themselves, sabotage coworkers, and refuse accountability. Even in low-stress environments, their scheming creates nightmares. Gaslighters use harassment as a control tactic, employing subtle techniques that leave little evidence. Those in positions of power are particularly dangerous, climbing to the top through manipulation and taking credit for others' work. They engage in excessive surveillance of targeted employees and form alliances with other supervisors to gang up on employees. To protect yourself, never be alone with workplace gaslighters. Always have a witness present during meetings. Meet weekly with your boss to document your work progress. Avoid alcohol at office parties to prevent giving gaslighters opportunities to victimize or spread lies about you. Keep detailed documentation of all problematic interactions, including dates, times, witnesses, and direct quotes, but store this on personal devices with password protection. One of the most effective ways to escape workplace gaslighters is changing jobs. Though it may feel like the gaslighter won, you've actually won by freeing yourself from a toxic environment. A workplace that ignores harassment reports despite following proper procedures is systemically problematic. Gaslighters who reach positions of power can cause damage on a massive scale. They project total control, demonstrate shocking disregard for citizens' needs, and seek vengeance against those who cross them. They show contempt for educated people who might challenge them with facts and manipulate appearances to enhance their perceived importance. Gaslighting politicians exploit fear by turning people against specific groups, creating convenient scapegoats for societal problems while deflecting responsibility. They tell enormous lies repeatedly until people start believing them, regardless of evidence. These fabrications erode our collective sense of reality. Cults represent the ultimate form of organized gaslighting. They systematically destroy personal agency, isolate members from loved ones, and punish those who try to leave. What distinguishes cults from healthy belief systems is their control mechanisms. Members cannot freely leave, questioning authority is forbidden, and independent thinking is suppressed. Cults gaslight followers by claiming to possess exclusive knowledge and promoting scarcity, suggesting only limited spots exist for true believers. They isolate victims by convincing them that outsiders are dangerous and reinforce exclusivity through made-up words or altered definitions, strengthening the us versus them mentality. Recovery from gaslighting typically requires professional support. Counseling helps rebuild your authentic self-concept, while cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, helps replace negative thought patterns with constructive ones, addressing distortions that develop during gaslighting relationships. Create a psychological first aid kit, a list of calming activities like walking, meditation, or deep breathing. Learn to recognize signs of emotional dysregulation, like clammy hands, stomach knots, or rapid heartbeat. When these appear, use diaphragmatic breathing to activate your parasympathetic nervous system. Recovery isn't linear, and lack of immediate improvement doesn't mean failure. While limiting contact with gaslighters is ideal, when that's impossible, maintain strong boundaries and seek support. Remember, your reality is valid, and no one has the right to convince you otherwise. Through setting boundaries and speaking out, you'll find greater peace and healthier relationships.